Talks are going to be, it's 29 now to 7. Anthony Quirk is Managing Director at Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver plan's been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner in New Zealand for 2013. Take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management or offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings need. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or you can call them 0800 662 345, and Anthony Quirk joins me now. Good evening.
Yeah, hi Susan.
So some post-retirement KiwiSaver issues.
Yes, no, I just wanted to cover tonight that there is an issue, I think, from a KiwiSaver point of view, in that the industry's looking, understandably so, and the media as well, at what I'd call the front end of KiwiSaver, which is deciding whether you want to invest in KiwiSaver, and if you do decide, then which provider you go with, how much you put in and all that sort of thing. But the issue, I think, that's developing more and more is what I'd call the back end of KiwiSaver. In other words, when you get to retirement age of 65 and you get a lump sum paid to you, and in fact we've had 20,000 New Zealanders have that already happen through KiwiSaver, so there's quite an important choice to make with that lump sum.
Yeah, well, I mean, what sort of information are people getting on that?
Yeah, I think there's a real lack of information in that area. As I say, a lot of the information we're seeing at the moment is at that front end about savings and how it's good and all that sort of thing. But the risk is, of course, with KiwiSaver, it is a lump sum. A lot of people will be getting a sum of money they've never seen before, and will potentially, some of them anyway, treat it as a bit of a lotto win and potentially splash it out on a car or an overseas trip or something they've been having their eye on, rather than treat it as what it was there for, which is a retirement savings tool and to be added to your New Zealand super rather than splashed out on a one-off. Because, of course, if you do that, you're potentially no better off from a retirement point of view, and you've got to be reliant on New Zealand super.
So what's an answer to the issue, Anthony?
Well, I think an answer for the industry to come up with, and perhaps there's a role for government as well to think about from a policy point of view, is to look at products that provide investors the opportunity to draw down their savings or their KiwiSaver savings. And what we've seen overseas, it's not very popular here, but overseas are things called annuities. Now, that's where you give a lump sum to a company and then you get a regular income basically until you die. But they do have a few issues in New Zealand. They do have a tax disadvantage. They're not very good from a tax point of view in New Zealand. And if the investor dies early, then they could actually, what results there is they may not actually draw down all of their KiwiSaver savings. And in fact, that extra surplus that they could have drawn on actually goes to the company that provided the annuity. So those sort of barriers to me suggest that annuities aren't the answer, but that is one thing that overseas has been looked at. I think there's other products and other things that the industry may need to look at to try and solve this puzzle, because, as say, with the government also having an interest in this area as well.
Thank you for that. Anthony Quirk is Managing Director of Milford Asset Management. We'll get to the business desk, Patrick Smalley, in just a moment.